Hi there, and welcome to another interview. Today I've got the fabulous Paul Hutchinson with me, and I'm going to ask Paul the same question I ask absolutely every guest. Hey Paul, why did you become carnivore?
Hi, how you doing? First off, let me just thank you for inviting me on. It's an honour and a privilege to be here and to discuss this subject. It's something that's quite dear to me, so and the more I research into it, the more people I meet, the more interesting it becomes. So I guess, why did I become carnivore? It started off actually as an experiment. And do you know what? People say, oh, you're only a carnivore because Joe Rogan is. Yeah, actually, I am. So what happened was I'd been, one of my friends, so I do mixed martial arts, and one of my instructors has talked about the carnivore diet for years. And then I saw a lot of stuff on social media with Joe Rogan do it. And I was talking to one of my friends when he's a colleague at work. And he eats a plant-based diet. I used to eat a plant-based diet. And I just said, this might be interesting for the YouTube channel. It might be good. I'm 43 years old. It might be good to do something different to shock the body. So I thought, I'm going to do it for 30 days and just see how it goes. And I guess it just kind of went from there. So this was, I can tell you the exact date. It was the 20th of August, 2023, the day after my wedding anniversary. And that's, I just went, I said to my missus in there, was at the supermarket, and I said, I'm only buying meat for me this week. I'm going to do it this week. And I did. I did it there and then.
So was you doing well, do you think, on plant-based? Or
no, so I don't want to mislead anyone, and I never have. I didn't go straight from being 100% plant-based to 100% carnivore. I did plant-based for a year, and that was the same thing. It was, I've always said, you know the old thing of don't knock it until you try it. And I thought, do you know what? I've got a cousin who is a vegan. I always say there's a difference between a vegan and someone that eats a plant-based diet. So I've got a cousin who's a vegan. I've got a colleague who eats a plant-based diet. And I used to rip him a little bit for it. And I thought, do you know what? I can't do that until I've seen what it's like. So I know the results in the gym, till I know the results on the scale. So I did it for a year. And I mean, I did it for a year. So it can't have been horrendous, but it wasn't easy. I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going out for a steak tonight. Nobody said, oh my God, I'm going out for a salad tonight. It was, do you know what? What actually finished it for me was Pizza Hut. I was in Pizza Hut one night with my family, my wife and two kids, and I had one of their plant-based pizzas, and it was vile. The cheese was horrible. And I said to my missus, I can't do this anymore. So I carried on eating a predominantly plant-based diet, but I went back on to cheese, and you know, obviously all the vegans hated me because I was murdering animals again. And I lived by that for a while, because some of the stuff that I discovered on the plant-based diet I really enjoyed, but I couldn't just stay away. And then I would say that probably a couple of months before I went carnivore, I was just eating a regular diet again. I don't know what the correct terminology is for a regular diet anymore, because I don't know if there is correct terminology, but a diet that 90% of the population eat. That was where I made the transition. So I do talk on my channel about vegan to carnivore, but I've always been on it. There was a period in between where I was neither.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I laughed actually when you said no one says let's go out for a salad, but they certainly say let's go out for a steak.
Yeah.
And I like what you said there about just trying it for yourself rather than just knock it. If you try it for yourself, I mean, one of the things I've never really spoken about when I by the way, you don't know me well enough, Paul. I'm actually deaf. I wear hearing aids and I lip read. In my 20s, that was. I mean, I'm 60 this year, but I remember in my 20s. Someone said to me, get rid of all the dairy and go soy-based. It was called soy-based, not plant-based. And that was the worst 6 months of my life. I mean, it just didn't work for me at all. So I know that soy replacing dairy, I know for a fact, for me, was not good. So you went, you mentioned Joe Rogan. So did you do a bit of research before going carnivore, or did you already know about Joe Rogan?
No, I knew about Joe Rogan. So he kind of, the, I'm trying to think of the word, the kind of the circles I run in, you know, I'm into mixed martial arts. I've always, and I don't use this term anymore because I think it's been hated on a lot, but I've always said I'm a bit of an alpha male. I like that kind of, you know, I follow the stuff that Jordan Peterson does. And I've been, it's that kind of his mindset of things. So I knew what he was doing. I knew what the carnivore diet was. I said I knew what the carnivore diet was. I thought I knew what the carnivore diet was. Obviously, nobody really knows until you've got to do it because it is very unique. But no, I didn't. I didn't do any research. I had spoke to my friend, and I remember my friend saying to me, "I said, so what you did then?" He said, "You literally just eat meat, a little bit of hard cheese, and that was all he was having, was meat and a little bit of hard cheese, and no milk, or you know, because there is, I suppose, it's the carnivore purists and this." There's people that there's very different variations. It's not like plant-based where you eat everything plant-based. You know, there is that them variations, isn't there? And I guess I just went into it, but I went into it not really understanding. And the first 30 days were very difficult because one thing I've said recently is I found that I overcomplicated it. And I think a lot of people do overcomplicate it. I see a lot of stuff on social media, people trying to make carnivore pizzas and carnivore bread. And I think just eat mince, just eat steak, just eat belly pork. We don't have to make it so difficult. It's just the meat you used to eat, get rid of the veg and add some more meat to it. it's not rocket science. And that's kind of how I've adapted it now.
Yeah, so I'm assuming your friends and family know that you like to experiment because you did the year plant-based. So what was the reaction from your friends and family when you said, right, I'm going to try carnivore?
So wife and kids, I mean, they took the piss, obviously. Sorry, I don't mean to swear. I swear on my own channel. They did wind me up a little bit. But it was all good. They're always supportive. The rest of my friends and family, you would have thought I had just said I was going to do a bungee jump without a cord. Like, and my dad was the funniest. I'll tell a little story. And if anyone watching this that knows me, I love storytelling. A lot of what we do on our channel, we tell stories. I'm ex-army, I'm ex-prison service. I've got a lot of stories. So I went to a family meal not long after I started the carnivore diet. And my dad says, "What are you going to have then?" I said, "I'm probably either going to have steak or ribs or both. Can you have any chips with that?" "Nope." "Why not?" "Because they're not carnivore." "Yeah, but surely you can have a few chips." "No, it's only meat, eggs and cheese." What about your mushrooms? Can you eat them?" "No, can't eat them." And the whole meal, it was just like, "Are you going to eat your tomato?" "Nope, because it's not meat, eggs and cheese." and that's kind of the reaction I've had. I've had people going, "Oh, you can't eat that many eggs." "Why not?" "Because you'll get egg bound." "What? But what is even egg bound? That doesn't even mean anything." And I eat anywhere between, I think, 6 and 8 eggs a day. And, you know, anyone who's watching this who isn't sure of the carnivore diet and hasn't tried it, I will tell you now that I'm 43. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life. I've been in and out of gyms all my life. I'm a mixed martial artist. I've got 2 silver medals fighting for UK. The stuff I've done, but I would say right now at nearly 44, I am probably the fittest and the strongest and in the best shape I've been in my life, which is why I'm still doing it.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, if you did a 30-day challenge and you're still doing it, it must have worked out. So the fact you're the fittest and the strongest and you don't do martial arts on your own, so obviously that's a group. Have people in the group shown a bit of interest? Because it must be transmitting into your fighting that you're fitter and stronger.
Yeah, so I guess some of the people that I do, so I don't do mixed martial arts now, I do jiu-jitsu now because I don't like getting punched anymore. I'm getting too old for that. But I know some people have shown interest. A lot of people have talked about it. I've had quite a few people saying, "Oh, we fancy having a go." It's very difficult. It's a difficult diet to do, I think. It's difficult to make that decision to do it. I think it's a lot harder than going plant-based because You can't just go into a restaurant and order two steaks and pay for one. Like, that, do you know what I mean? Like, you go into a restaurant as a vegan or as a plant-based, and there's always something for you on the menu. As carnivore, you've either got to have half a meal or pay for two meals. And so it's a difficult choice to make. As a vegan, you can go to a birthday party and there might be a cage there that's not got stuff in it. As a carnivore, you can't have anything like that. So it is Christmas. I took a break at Christmas, I'm going to be honest, and I spoke about that on my channel. I took a week off because I'll be honest, I like red cabbage, and it was my first year on it, and you know, it's my decision, my choice, and that's what I wanted to do, so I did. So I understand a lot of people find it difficult, but people have definitely shown an interest. My gym friends in some of the groups that I'm in, they're very interested on the progress and how well I'm doing.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting because you're so honest about it and you're very fresh to it. I'm already planning to talk to you in a year's time and see if any of these opinions change, because I think if you're into health and fitness, which obviously you are, and you're competitive, the more you do this and then the more you sort of dip back to what you used to eat and how it so it makes you feel, this is what I found. I'm into my fifth year at carnivore and I did a 30-day challenge. If I do ever revert back, I pretty much instantly regret it now. Whereas maybe at the beginning I didn't. I thought, yeah, I'll have a bit of cheesecake because that's homemade and, you know, my wife's a great cook and all this sort of stuff. Firstly, she doesn't make it anymore because we're both on the same sort of journey. And secondly, if I did have a little bit of cheesecake, I would be in a sort of sugar coma within about 20 minutes now. So I love what you said there, though, that people in the gym are noticing and interested in it. You said it was difficult, but you mentioned going out, you know, to a restaurant. What about at home, though? Do you find it much easier than plant-based to eat at home?
Yeah, I do. And I think I think that it took my wife a little bit of time to get her head around it. Not as much as it did the plant-based, because that's a lot different, because there's so much stuff that you could have or you couldn't have. Has this got milk in it? Has that got eggs in it? This is easy. If it's not meat, eggs or cheese, you can't have it, which makes it easy. And I just meal plan out. We meal plan anyway because we're both busy professionals. We've got two kids. We meal plan. So we meal plan like we used to. When we go shopping, I go, well, I'm just going to get belly pork tap tomorrow night. I'll have steak and pulled pork that night. So it's not so hard. What we found the hardest was the fact that my wife won't go on a carnivore diet. She's quite happy doing what she's doing. She's entitled to do what she wants to do. But she now is stuck sometimes for what to eat, because she doesn't want to eat the same as I eat, because she's going to be eating quite a high-fat, high-protein diet half the time and then a high-carb diet the other half. So she's having loads of carbs, loads of fat, and that's not good for anyone. So it was a bit of a challenge for her in the start, because I was thinking about my meals and probably a little bit selfish. I was thinking about what I was going to have, and she had to think about herself. So it took a little bit of time to get that balance. Whereas we'd go to the supermarket, oh, God, should we have curry tomorrow night? Yeah. It did take a little bit of working out. The one thing that I still struggle with at home is Sundays. We do Sunday dinner every Sunday. We're a traditional British family. We have a roast dinner every Sunday. And I just can't get my head round just having a plate of roast beef. You've got to, you know, that's not, I'm not going to say not enjoyable, but it's just like for any meal, you wouldn't just have a plate of one thing. And for as good as I am at meal planning, I never meal plan for a Sunday. So I'd end up just having mix and match and just not enjoying it at all. So now I've got out the mindset of trying to have something like a Sunday dinner. And I just go, you three have Sunday dinner, I'll sort myself out with something. So it just took a bit of getting used to. Like anything will when you change something in your life.
Yeah, it just takes a bit of getting used to. What about the kids? What are they like? Do they think it's great or funny or what?
Yeah, I guess they're all right about it, actually. My lad is 13 and he looks and goes, I think I could do a carnivore diet. You can't have sugar or sweets or chocolate. And, well, yeah, apart from that. But they're all right about it. They're pretty supportive. I mean, when I was eating a plant-based diet, they used to look at my dinners and go, oh, is that vegan food? So they were always a bit funny about that. But this, they're great. I mean, they're 11 and 13, so they're a little bit more grown up than, you know, when I was doing plant-based, they were only like, what, they would have been 8 and 10, maybe. So yeah, they're great. They're great with it, to be fair.
What about fish? I noticed you mentioned sort of meat. You said meat, cheese, and eggs. Meat, I'm assuming. Does that include fish?
It has done. I don't really like fish. I didn't really eat fish before. But when I was thinking, I'm trying to get a bit bigger. I'm trying to bulk up in the gym. So I'm adding some extra snacks and extra meals in. And snacks are quite difficult on the carnivore diet. You can make your own jerky or whatever. I'm sure there's loads of different snacks you can have, but it's not like going and getting a protein bar, or it's in you. You've got to think it through. And I've added in tuna. So I sometimes just have a bowl of tuna in spring water. And I suppose when you look at it, carnivore purists, fish is... It's a difficult one because it depends what you're doing it for. Like, a lot of people say fish is really bad because of the amount of whatever it has in it. So you should stay away from fish. And so me personally, I don't really like fish. I don't eat a lot of fish, but I do eat a little bit of tuna.
Yeah, I think one of the things I would say is, yes, people talk about canned fish and the possibility that there's mercury poisoning or there's something wrong with the tin. I feel like things like sardines, which are not in the right area of the food chain to have accumulation of mercury, are absolutely fine, to be honest. And I was allergic to fish until I was 50 and changed the way of eating. So I love it because I wasn't allowed to eat it for 50 years. So my training partner in the gym used to have his tuna after working out. He ended up being in a Mr. England competition. And I would be sitting there with my chicken. And I found chicken really boring. I mean, it was bro stuff, you know, it was chicken and rice, and he was having his tuna and rice, and it just looked more enjoyable to have the tuna. Or maybe I was just bored with having chicken every day. But I think when you were saying like things are really difficult, I feel many people do feel that in the early stages. And then as you do it more, you get used to things like snacks. There are snacks out there. I mean, we have Monarch Crisps, which is sort of 100% cheese, and Protomar snacks do some fabulous snacks. There is carnivore snacks in Britain. I mean, that's one of the things I'm trying to promote, that the UK isn't behind America. It's just that no one's mentioning these different places that offer carnivore snacks. And you'd be surprised. I mean, the chicken crisps that Protomars do, they're fantastic. They do beef ones, they do pork ones. So maybe I'll send you a link to that.
So what I've got is, I mean, I want a big snacker anyway. I've always been pretty in control of my diet. And I've done just about everything. I've done the high carb, low carb, whatever the name is, they're pretty much the same. The ketos, the Atkins, the no fat, I've tried loads of stuff, and my diet's been pretty good. And I used to be really into intermittent fasting. I know there's a lot of different opinions around intermittent fasting, that it's just creating a calorie deficit. It's not the timings or whatever. But I used to be pretty into it just because of how I lived my life. And I would get up and I would just have water and I would go to the gym. And so, really, other than the carnivore diet, I'm pretty good at kind of just regulating what I have. And a lot of the time, I was only eating two meals a day anyway. And I would have a meal around lunchtime and a meal around sort of probably 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And that would be me. So I don't snack loads. But what I've found is I've got the Black Country pork scratchings. Oh wow, they're fantastic. And I go to Farm Foods once a week, buy three bags of them, and they serve us. If I get home from work and I think I could just do with a little perk up, I'll have like a bowl of them. But other than that, I'm not a huge snacker anyway.
All right, so what would you say when you did the plant based? Did you have any sort of deleterious sort of bad effects of eating plant-based, like going to the toilet? Was that an issue or gas?
So, I mean, there's all kinds. I suppose I was intermittent fasting when I first started doing it, and I felt like I had quite a lot of energy in the gym originally, like the first couple of weeks. I don't know if that was just a changing the diet. The body acts in funny ways when you do something different. That's why you shouldn't go in. I mean, I don't know, I'm preaching to the converted or what, but you shouldn't go into the gym and always just do flat bench, because the body gets used to doing that and you never progress. And I think sometimes no matter what diet you change to, the body will react to it, or you know, it might store more energy than it would have done before. Or so I don't know if it was just a reaction for that, but yeah, I suppose I don't want to be too disgusting, but like, plant-based diet, it makes you go. and everyone knows, like, you have a big Sunday dinner and you're doing veg fast. And I definitely found that. And I found that, I suppose, I didn't recognize it. And I remember watching this thing when I first started on on carnivore. Now, I wasn't watching. One of my friends, the guy that my MMA instructor that was doing it, said, don't go too far away from the toilet for the first week, because it comes quick and it comes, like, don't test it. But then after that, you should be all right. And I never experienced that on the carnivore. What I've experienced is that I go a lot less and I tend to go at the same time. And the bloated, so one of my biggest issues, my stomach bloats really bad if I eat bread and pasta and rice and the usual white starchy stuff. And the bloating and my stomach is so much better on this diet than it ever was on plant-based. But what I will say about plant-based is that I've got two things that I consider my worst injuries. I've got arthritis in both my feet from breaking my feet playing football and kickboxing, and I've got surgically repaired back, and I get a lot of pain from both of them. And on the plant-based diet, all inflammation and pain went, and I wasn't having to take any kind of pain medication. It was pretty good. When I come off it and I was eating a regular diet, my feet were horrendous again. I was getting a lot of back pain. Now I'm on carnivore, the inflammation's gone again. So I would deduce from that it's not the plants and it's not the meat, it's the carbs. Like the breads and the maybe even the sugars, the refined sugars that are causing the real problems.
Yeah, I mean, bread is the first thing I ask people to give up if they've got a bloating stomach or stomach issues of any type. And it seems many people are attached to bread for some reason. I used to make my own bread. I'm not anti-bread. It's just that it's not good for me. I used to love it, but it didn't love me. And I think that's interesting that you've got that experience for both ways of eating, and also in the middle, eating the standard diet and found that was the worst, which is interesting. I mean, many people say about the plant-based that you get that honeymoon period, and then after 5 years, 90% give up, or 84% give up within 5 years, and then 84% of that 90 say it's because of health reasons. So maybe you were lucky, you got in for a year and you came out unscathed. So do you feel like you're going to stick with carnivore now? Do you feel it's something for life, or are you just going to do it for a year like you did the plant-based?
No, I do think that I'll stick at it now because I enjoy it. I didn't enjoy the plant-based diet. I didn't really think, oh, this weekend I can't wait to have my plant-based tagliatelle. That's going to be amazing. But now I think every Tuesday, so I've got a bit of a routine now. Every Tuesday, me and the missus do our weekly shock. You know, everyone's a creature of habit. You all have your routines you follow. So Tuesdays, it affords us the opportunity to go together and do our weekly shot. So I know every Tuesday I'm having belly pork from Aldi. I know that, and I absolutely love it. And I buy enough to have it for two nights. So I have that. I know that I've got a big pack of steaks that is on offer at the moment. I don't know when this is going to go out, but they're on offer at the moment in Aldi and apparently in Lidl. £10 for a big tray. They're pretty amazing. And I'm actually, and there isn't a night where I think, oh, tonight it's plant-based lasagna, great. Every night is, I can't wait for my steak, I can't wait for my pulled pork, I can't wait for the whatever it is that's coming. So I think that, yes, I will stay on it. I'm never going to swear that I will eat 100% carnivore for the rest of my life, because I just don't, I don't think anything like that is sustainable. And I don't think that making that commitment is necessarily healthy for me, and maybe not for anyone. I don't speak out to for anyone that does do it, because that's up to them. But I think for me to say I'm going to be 100% carnivore for the rest of my life, I think it's a very bold statement to make, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And I think a purist would say I'm not 100%, because you know what? Sometimes I have ketchup. When I buy rims, if they've got sauce on them, I don't scrape it off. Like, I'm not going to, it's not ethics. I'm not doing it because I don't want to murder plants. You know what I mean? And that's, I think that's the difference between carnivore and plant-based, is that, like, there, it's militant in the plant-based community and in the vegan community. In the carnivore community, not quite so much. I had ketchup. Nobody's going to kick me out of a group for it.
Yeah, that is an interesting point, actually, because you'll sort of imagine the plant-based hippie vibe, sort of like, yeah, you know, live and let live. But it's really not like that at all. They are very militant, aren't they?
It's horrendous. I experienced some horrendous... I'd be in groups, and I would be open. I am not a vegan through ethics. I'm not going to say I don't care about animals, because I do. I'm not a horrible person. You know, I care about everyone being treated equally and fairly, but I also care about young people being treated equally and fairly, and women and race and gender or whatever. That's who I am. That's what I work in. But there is rules, and there is laws, and there is a food chain, and me personally, animal rights isn't something that I fought for. And I think that anyone should respect anyone else for their opinions. I mean, outside extremism, obviously, but I found that a lot of the vegan community were almost extremist. It was forcing their outcomes on you. And one of the reasons that I stopped doing it was because I couldn't get straight answers from people. You'd ask for help and guidance, and they weren't interested unless you were involved in that animal rights activism. Where I give a damn about health and fitness, and that's where I'm coming from with all of it.
Yeah, that's one of the things I will echo, because I am a live and let live person, but whenever somebody that's vegan or vegetarian or thinks I shouldn't be eating meat because of animals dying, I say, you do realise that pesticides kill animals. So your veg is not an animal, but they kill animals so you can have that veg. And they never want to engage, like you just say, about a straight answer. That, I mean, that is a fact. I mean, I grew fruit and veg, and it was like Fort Knox by the end of it, because I had to kill everything to stop my fruit and veg being eaten by butterflies and bugs and rabbits, and that's what frustrates me the most, is they just won't agree with that, because I suppose it just shatters everything that their ethics tell them. But it is a fact, pesticides have on it, this is going to kill X and X, and you know, that's the whole point of it. It's a real shame, because I actually feel vegans and carnivores are quite alike in that they're trying to take control of their health and how they eat. I'd much rather speak to somebody that's interested in their health and their food than somebody that couldn't give a stuff and is quite happy to just sit on the sofa and eat McDonald's, and not get McDonald's if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But you're obviously not thinking about your health if you're eating takeaways every night and you're drinking, you know, Coke and all this. So that brings me round to drinks. Do you drink differently? Do you...
Yeah. So can I just go back a little bit? Can I just...
Yeah.
So I think the points, to me, it's about humanity. And I work in an industry. So I manage a youth homeless project. We work with young people who otherwise would be homeless. I care about people. I care about humans. And I think, yes, you can have your views on whatever you want, and you should just be able to get along. And the point I make on this, and very interesting that you say about the health, my best friend, I'm not really allowed to call him my friend because we work together and I'm senior to him. Our work hates it that we're friends. But my best friend, he eats a plant-based diet, and he's a cyclist, which makes him technically one of the worst people in the world. But he eats a plant-based diet and he's a cyclist, and I eat a carnivore diet and I fight. But me and him are best friends. We did Noden together last year as a carnivore and a vegan, and we work together every day and we have conversations and we don't fall out and fight, because guess what? We're humans, and what I eat doesn't affect him, and what he eats doesn't affect me. And that's, to me, that's how life should be. And I feel like it's the vegan community don't get that at all, or the majority of them.
Yeah. Absolutely. I thought you were going to say you were able to climb up there and you had to help him. But anyway.
You know what? I think it's funny because we did do the video. We did a video for our channel, because we've both got channels. And I was saying in the car at the end, you know, carnivore versus vegan, and the carnivore made it to the top and the vegan was going, I need steak. I need steak. But he wasn't. We both, actually, they powered up there. He's a super fit guy. He's a lot fitter than me, him and his wife. And they powered up ahead of us. I'm not going to say it's because they were plant-based. I'm going to say it's because they're athletes, and I'm more into lifting weights. So,
different fitness, different type of fitness, isn't
different
it?
Fitness. So on to the drink. So yes, I do drink differently. I still drink coffee, and I have milk in coffee. I wasn't really a big drinker anyway. If I have a fizzy drink, I have zero sugar, like zero Coke. Do drink rum. Don't know how carnivore rum is, if I'm honest. I don't think it's great for you because I think it's sugar-based. But on a Friday night, so our Friday nights always used to be the same, no matter what I was doing. Me, the wife and the kids, we would have a fake away or a takeaway, depending on what we was doing in our lives. We would have a family night. The kids would have pizza or whatever. Now, when we do that, I tend to have a nice steak. I occasionally have, maybe once a month, I'll have a glass of rum and Coke. Because, again, I believe that you've still got to live your life. I drink sometimes. I have like a, it's not champagne, but like a fizzy wine. Me and the missus will have like a glass of something on a Friday night. But I didn't. My drinks generally, on a whole, plant-based or whatever, have always been water, coffee, and some kind of protein. Other than that, I've never been a big drinker into my world. I say never. Since I come out of the army and stopped drinking, I've never really been a big drinker.
No. Okay. That's interesting, because a lot of carnivores drink coffee, which is obviously plant-based. Rum is, you distill molasses.
Yeah,
I remember.
Probably the worst one I could have.
It
probably was the worst one. But again, like I said, I've always been honest. I'm not gonna lie and say that I don't do stuff. Like, and if anyone from the community would go, you're not a carnivore then? Well, okay, then I'm not a carnivore because I drink rum. Boy, I'm not going to go to prison for it. But I've always been, what I always say about anything with this, and the health and fitness industry is the same, is as long as you're open and honest about what you're doing, it shouldn't make a difference. It's the same with steroids in the fitness industry. I've never taken steroids. I've always been 100% natural, hence I'm not as big as I would like to have been. But I think if people do choose to take steroids in the fitness industry, that's their choice. It's when people do something, preach about it, and then do the complete opposite. And that, I don't agree with that at all.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree with that at all, actually. And it's interesting, because when people are militant about, well, that's not carnivore, I just turn it around and say, well, water's not carnivore. Salt's not carnivore. You know, yeah. Where are you going to draw the line? It's just ridiculous. But anyway, Hutch, that's been really good. Thank you, Stanley. Yeah.
Thank you.
I will put all your links in the description, and I definitely want to speak to you in a year, because the whole point of my channel is not to be an echo chamber, and I want every single opinion. And I think one of the things I noticed is I didn't have people that were, you know, early in their journey, because I was trying to get people that, you know, had a year under their belt, or 2 years, or 15 years, or 40 years, I mean, and really discuss how they've changed. But I think it's quite fresh to hear someone that's new to it, not sure they're going to stick to it. You're the first person that I've experimented with to get that view. And I hope people appreciate, because there's a lot of people listening that haven't even started it, or you know, they're thinking about it. And I just want that freshness of, I'm new to it, you know, this has been difficult, that's been difficult. Because I think one of the things that's wrong in most social media is everything's like a magic wand. You do this and 30 days later, it's great, it's easy, it's simple. And I don't think life is like that. It is for some, and I definitely have success stories that are like, wow, 6 days in and it was amazing. But I think your sort of transparency is going to be sort of a breath of fresh air. And I hope my viewers appreciate the fact I've got somebody that's quite new to it and still not sure whether they're even going to stick to it. But so I really appreciated it. Thank you.
No, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. And I do hope there's something that I've done does bring some people some value. And I hope that the hardcore people who have been doing it a long time appreciate that I'm still new, I'm still learning my journey, and I'm still learning. But I'd just like to sincerely thank you for having me on. Thank you to you, to all your subscribers and watchers for entertaining me and listening to me. And it'll be a pleasure to speak to you in a year's time just to see where I'm at.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Your support means the absolute world to me. And if you're enjoying the show, I've got a small favour to ask you. I'd be incredibly grateful if you would consider becoming a supporter and make a small monthly donation. Your contribution will really help to improve the show. I'll be able to improve the software, maybe put a few more episodes out, and do many things that I'm hoping to do in the future. Do them a lot quicker. So, it's a small monthly contribution. You can cancel at any time, and the link is in the show notes. Thanks very much for listening.